Me only, them five ones, his equal combat. I have one straight. Hence my nationwide hotel and creamery establishments, which for the honors of our mutual daughters credit me. I am woo-woo willing to take my stand, sir, upon the monument, that sign of our woo-woo redemption, any hygienic day to this hour, and to make my host to my sinifiers, to my sin-finners, even if I get life for it, upon the open Bible and before the great taskmasters, I lift my hat, and in the presence of the deity itself, and well, a bishop and Miss Mikan, of High Church of England, as of all such have said, my immediate withdwellers, and of every living soul in every corner wheresoever of this globe in general, which useth of my British to my backbone tongue, and commutative justice, that there is not one tittle of truth, allow me to tell you, in that purest of fabrications. Gaping Gill, swift to mate Airthors, stern to check self, diagnosing through Eustace Tube, that it was to make with a markedly post-puberal hypertituary type of Heidelberg man-like cavernethics, lufted his sloping forward, bad sweatagore, good murrow, and double notch onto it as he was greedily obliged, and like a sensible ham, with infinite tact in the delicate situation, seeing the touchy nature of its perilous theme, thanked them for guilders received in time of day, not a little token of buck, all the same, that was all the god's clack it was, and upon humble duty to greet his tisk minister, and he shall gild the gap gaper, and thee his amouldy voids, went about his business, whoever it was, saluting corpses as a matter of course. One could hound him out, had one heart for the monticules of scalp, and dandruff droppings blazed his trail. Accompanied by his trusty snorler, and his permanent reflection verbigracious, I have met with you, bird, too late, and, or if not, too warm and early, and with tag for Ildiot in his second mouth language as many of the big-timer's verbatim words, which he could baldly call to memory that same failed eve, ere the hour the twittering of bards and the twitter-litter between Druidia and the deep sleep sea, when supper-tide and souvenir to Charlatan Mall jointly came gently, and along the quick darkenings of Grand Royal, Flitman's Flat, and it crept a hedge, when as to many a soft-tongued pocky-talk, mewed unser usufter pogiog, Arvanda always acquiescent, while studying castells in the blown and studying cow shots over the Noran, he spat in careful convertedness and mosaic dispensation about his hearthstone, if you please, Irish saliva, mouch de hole, but would a respectable, prominently connected fellow of Iro-European ascendancies with well-dressed ideas who knew the correct things, such as Mr. Shall We Sigh, or Mr. Shall We Laugh, expectorate after such a callous fashion no thank yous, when he had his belcher spucker tuck in his pocket, thuck, muse fed with his thuckets after having supped of the dish sot and pottage, which he snobbishly dabbed peach Bombay. It is rawly only lucan pukin pilsen pie, which she knows, which sineft and pibbered him, a supreme of excelling peas, balled under Minshog's milk into white malt wine sour, a proviant the little bilker hoarsely relished chafe it, in the snevel season, being as faint oat as your rat with fennel, and on the celebrating occasion of the happy escape, for a crowning of pot valiance, this regional platter, Benjamin of Bouley's, with a spolish olive to middle point at zenith, was marrying itself, porco grasso, arabesqued very deluxiously, with a bottle of Fennis Brewery 98, followed for second nuptials by a peace porter, Grand Cour, of both of which cherished table lights, though humble the banquet, 'tis a leman's farewell. He obdurately sniffed the cobweb-crusted corpse.